Chapter 11. Never Trust a Curved Universe. Ponder Stibbons had set up a desk a little separate from the others and surrounded it with a lot of equipment, primarily in order to hear himself think. Everyone knew that stars were points of light. If they weren't, some would be visibly bigger than others. Some were fainter than others, of course, but that was probably due to clouds. In any case, their purpose, according to established Discworld lore, was to lend a little style to the night. And everyone knew that the natural way for things to move was in a straight line. If you dropped something, it hit the ground. It didn't curve. The water fell over the edge of the world, drifting sideways just a tiny bit to make up for the spin, but that was common sense. But inside the project, spin was everything. Everything was bent. Arch-Chancellor Ridcully seemed to think that this was some sort of large-scale character flaw, akin to shuffling your feet or not owning up to things. You couldn't trust a universe of curves. It wasn't playing a straight bat. At the moment, Ponder was rolling damp paper into little balls. He'd had the gardener push in a large stone ball that had spent the last few hundred years on the university's rockery, relic of some ancient siege catapult. It was about 3 feet across. He'd hung some paper balls of string near it. Now, glumly, he threw others over it and round it. One or two did stick, admittedly, but only because they were damp. He was in the grip of some thought. You had to start with what you were certain of. Things fell down. Little things fell down onto big things. That was common sense. But what would happen if you had two big things all alone in the universe? He set up two balls of ice and rock in an unused corner of the project and watched them bang into each other. Then he tried with balls of different sizes. Small ones drifted towards big ones, but oddly enough, the big ones also drifted slightly towards the small ones. So, if you thought that one through, that meant that if you dropped a tennis ball to the ground, it would certainly go down, but in some tiny, immeasurable way, the world would, very slightly, come up. And that was insane. He also spent some time watching clouds of gas swirl and heat in the more distant regions of the project. It was all so, well, godless. Ponder Stibbons was an atheist, most wizards were. This was because UU had some quite powerful standing spells against occult interference, and knowing that you're immune from lightning bolts does wonders for an independent mind. Because the gods, of course, existed. Ponder wouldn't even attempt to deny it, he just didn't believe in them. The god currently gaining popularity was Om, who never answered prayers or manifested himself. It was easy to respect an invisible god. It was the ones that turned up everywhere, often drunk, that put people off. And that's why, hundreds of years before, philosophers had decided that there was another set of beings, the creators, that existed independently of human belief and who had actually built the universe. They certainly couldn't have been gods of the sort you got now, who, by all accounts, were largely incapable of making a cup of coffee. The universe inside the project was hurtling through its high-speed time, and there was still nothing in there that was even vaguely homely for humans. It was all too hot, or too cold, or too empty, or too crushed. And, distressingly, there was no sign of narrativium. Admittedly, it has never been isolated on Discworld either, but its existence had long ago been inferred, as the philosopher Li Tin Weedle had put it, in the same way that milk infers cows. It might not even have a discrete existence. It might be a particular way in which every other element spun through history. Something that they had but did not actually possess, like the gleam on the skin of a polished apple. It was the glue of the universe, the frame that held all the others, the thing that told the world what it was going to be, that gave it purpose and direction. You could detect narrativium, in fact, by simply thinking about the world. Without it, apparently, everything all was just balls spinning in circles without meaning. He doodled on the pad in front of him. There are no turtles anywhere. Eat hot plasma! Oh, sorry, sir. Ponder peered over his defensive screen. When worlds collide, young man, someone is doing something wrong. That was the voice of the senior wrangler. It sounded more petulant than usual. Ponder went to see what was going on.